Well, how did the meet go overall for you? It looks like a lot of the kids ran personal best times overall. And
yeah, we had, I think every kid that we took up there ran at least one PR, which was pretty incredible for being only 4 weeks into the season. Some of these kids have been working, though, since January and some since November. So it was a good meet for us. Kids performed. You know, they really stepped up to the competition.
Tell me about some of the highlights, if you would, please.
Yeah, you bet. You know, Tucker Hagerman, he ran a phenomenal 800, his best 800. He dropped 3 seconds off his PR. He ended up running a 207. And Casey Bell had his best meet ever in the 300 hurdles. You know, he ran a 44. And Corin Spurl and Cole Young, it was their first high school meet. Those kids, they ran really, really well. I couldn't have been happier. And Ethan Cummins had a personal best in the long jump of over 16 feet. So that was incredible. On the girls' side, Avery Skeek just came right out of cheerleading, came in and ran the 3200 and 2800s in the relays, and just really kind of lit it up. You know, just we're coming right out of there. And then Kaylee Eddy, she had an incredible 300-meter hurdles. She ran a 53, which is her best ever. She ran a great mile in that mile relay as well. Just she had an incredible meet. Let's see here. Aaron Funt ran a great race in the 4x8 and in the 800 and the 400. And my Mariah Taylor, she did a great job running the sprint relays and shot putting, and also they had the first Alaska, well, it was our first Alaskan mile relay where you take two boys and two girls and you run the everybody runs a mile. So it was really a lot of fun on that. Isabel had a phenomenal meet. She went up and she entered into the pentathlon.
Which five events are those?
So what she did is she started off with the high jump, went over to the shot put. She ran the 100-meter dash. She ran the 300 hurdles, and then she ended up with the 800-meter run. And she was competing against two-time pentathlon champion Naomi Welling out of Thunder Mountain, who had I don't think she'd ever lost an event in the 2 years that she competed. And Isabel ended up, she won two out of the five events. She won the shot put, she won the 100-meter dash, and I thought, you know, she had the ability. She was going to beat Naomi in the 300 meters and kind of had a stutter step on that last hurdle. But Naomi is also the state record holder in the 300-meter hurdles. It came right down to the 800 meters, and Isabel was ahead by 28 points. So Naomi had to beat her by 3 seconds in order to win the event, and she ended up beating Isabel by 6 seconds, and Isabel ended up 32 points behind her, and the pentathlon scores were incredible. Isabel scored 3,789 points, and Naomi scored 3,821 points. And out of all the 9 years that the pentathlon's been held, Isabel would have won that 7 out of the 9 years with that particular score. So she had a great race, and she also ended up taking second in the open 100-meter hurdles, running as the two girls were in the 15s, and the next girl was a second behind those other two girls.
Well, and those two athletes have been pushing each other on the hurdles for a couple
time,
years now.
For a long time, yes.
Looks like Public Works did some renovation of the oval back there behind the school. It's a little bit bigger, and you have almost a full running lane, it looks
yeah,
like.
It looks really good. You know, we had problems. We increased that last year, and all the fines got rained out, so that the gravel was pretty loose. And so we were doing a little bit of investigating. We were going to bring some sand in. And then, you know, I heard about the crushed asphalt that was part of the airport runway, and contacted Mike Etcher on that, and Mike just jumped at the chance to donate all that crushed asphalt for the track back there. The State Department. So that was just an amazing find, and it's that surface back there is a lot nicer now.